not even myself. I'm John Biggs. I'm a Labour member of the London Assembly, and I want to make a few points. Politicians always say they're going to be brief, and then they speak for hours with a megaphone, so someone might need to grab this from my lifeless hand at the end. But speak up. Good. First of all, I applaud the work that London cyclists are doing. It's not just helping you as cyclists, but it's helping to change the terms of debate in London about what's important on our streets and safety for all of us. As Simon Hughes has said, and I agree with a lot of what he says, because there is a big cross-party consensus, although unfortunately the Conservatives aren't here today, we need to ask why, and we need to encourage them. There are some greenish Tories around, you know, but not enough of them. It's not just about lifestyle, and it's not just about protecting vulnerable road users. It's also about changing the way in which we want to live in London. So it's about what we often call the hierarchy of transport, about recognising that maybe there are some roads which belong to cars, but most roads belong to the communities within them. And we need to turn the priorities around so that if I live in the street belongs to me, to my kids, to my neighbours, to vulnerable road users, and anyone who's driving a car down there is there as our guest, and we need to get that priority right. So I support the 20 mile an hour limit, as does Labour in London. We want to see it introduced. We'd like to encourage the City of London to pilot it. We'd like to see other London boroughs developing it as well. We want greater enforcement against motorists who attack the interests of other road users and cyclists. We need to clamp down on bad behaviour. I think what we also need to do is we need to keep this sort of campaign going, because you may feel that your issues aren't listened to by other people, but you're going to get publicity today and repeatedly. Myself as a politician, Simon Hughes as a politician, other politicians, we get loads of emails because you're very active bloggers and emailers. And as I said, you're talking up not just for cyclists, but for the wider road using community. For every person who's injured on our roads, it's a tragedy for the whole of London. It's a massive expense for our economy. We're a city which needs to fight our way in the world economy, and lifestyle is very, very important as well. And people will not choose to live in London if they think it's full of petrol heads. I'll make a final comment about Boris, because my job is to hold Boris to account. I think Boris is a sort of, I see Boris as a petrol head who likes cycling. And I think that's the distinction between a cyclist who tolerates cars. I mean, I think he almost takes the view that because he's sort of rough and tough, everyone else should be able to fight their way on our roads, and it doesn't really need us to stand up for vulnerable use. And that's where I think he's fundamentally wrong. And we need to challenge him, and we need to get him to change his habits and his lifestyle in the interest of all of us in London. Thank you.